CEO of Western United Dairies, Anya Radaba, joins us today to provide an update on how dairy farmers are working to overcome the flooding challenges. I think everyone at this point has probably seen some of the pictures and videos of just how much water is sitting in and around Tulare County. So, Anya, what are you hearing from your dairy members and what they're having to overcome and deal with out there?
Well, I would point out that not everyone in California is aware of the situational crisis that's happening in Tulare now spreading into Kings County. That's part of the problem is I've been trying to raise awareness, get people to engage because they do need some state and federal resources down there to try to stem the flooding. But our members have been underwater. We've had to move almost 100,000 cows at this point in an emergency evacuation circumstances since Wednesday of last week. Situation intensified on Thursday evening last week when the spillway over Lake Success, which is the cofferdam in the foothills above Tulare County, basically failed. There was so much snowmelt coming down in addition to lingering effects from the Pineapple Express we got last week that it really brought the water down at a pace that I think has never been seen before. So downstream, you had immediate flooding impacts in the eastern portion of Tulare County, like Porterville, Seville, Orosi, Cutler. Those farm worker communities were inundated immediately. Most of the levee districts and the irrigation districts in Tulare County are farmer owned. They have been for hundreds of years. And so it was kind of up to the farmers to give themselves a call to arms. Everybody who had an excavator, a backhoe, a bulldozer, a caterpillar, essentially started assisting with the river bank repairs. But by Thursday afternoon, we started to receive some calls from these same farmers that basically were at a loss. The river was out of control. They couldn't stop the water. And by Friday, it was just an abject disaster. So Western stepped in and really worked with the Department of Water Resources to try to mobilize some emergency services. For those listening, emergency services, either whether it's OES or FEMA, are always dedicated to the protection and evacuation of human life and property first. So for better or worse, our livestock was kind of a second order of magnitude. But you got to love dairy farmers and their neighbors. Every single one of them was on the phone. There was at one point a line about 5-10 miles deep of everyone with a tractor trailer able to move cows was basically putting their hand up to move cows. So since then, the situation has stabilized somewhat in Tulare. The water continues to spill out over and over into the west side. On the west side of 99, it is now filling Tulare Lake Basin, which is just southeast of Corcoran. Communities called Alpaw and Allensworth are still under threat. There are still some evacuation orders that will continue throughout the week. So we're probably going to have to keep moving cows as the Tule River and the Kings River explode in magnitude.
And from a logistical standpoint, moving that much livestock in a pretty short amount of time, I mean, what kind of effort is that and where are they moving to?
The effort is Herculean. Everything is, being done with the animals' health and welfare at top of mind. But this is a very stressful moment for the dairy cows. Many of them are off their milking schedules, which is, not our favorite thing to do. But I think more importantly than that is how do we move the feed? We've probably lost the entire year's wheat crop in the South Valley, which is really sucks because we were just coming off some pretty short feed years with drought. And then a lot of the bag silage and replacement hay has been lost as well. And so trying to find enough feed as these cows are relocated has been a huge challenge. But you asked how we do it. Well, for better or worse, California has been experiencing some dairy consolidation. And so we are finding open lot dairies and dairies that are essentially closed down. And that is where a majority of the animals are relocating. We're working with CDFA and the state veterinarian to turn on those milking parlors as quickly as we can, getting inspections done. It's not an easy task. It's not ideal. And I think we're going to be disrupted for a very long term at this point.
So it sounds like some of those dairy facilities that have maybe been taken out of production in recent years are essentially serving as a type of, makeshift FEMA type of shelter for these dairy cattle to at least get them back on some kind of schedule.
That is correct. And again, I can't say enough about our dairy farmers out there in the field. They have every single one of them that isn't flooding has stepped up to take, 50, 100 cows where they can. So some guys that have had to evacuate, they've got cows all over Tulare and now Kings County. It's not been a zoo. There's been organized chaos, but as the evacuation orders have come down, all of the emergency services have been dedicated towards moving people and getting them out of houses or protecting the homes. The livestock operations are largely left up to the farmers to figure out how the logistics will work. So Herculean, but yeah, the older dairies or the dairies that have shut down have been serving as literal lifeboats for the dairies that needed to be evacuated.
And now looking ahead, as things warm up, that massive snowpack that's up there will be melting and coming down the mountain. So what are some of those conversations or maybe planning approaches taking place now, looking at that abundance of water that will be coming as the snowpack melts?
Sure. California dairy industry has been preparing for these types of evacuations for the last decade. We had a really big flood early aught in the 2000s. That really required us to start to develop emergency management plans, but we never anticipated the entire Sierra Nevada to melt at one time in one spot. I would say for better, a lot of that low-level snow melt, which has been absolutely extraordinary, we don't usually have a snowpack below 4,000 feet here in California. We had a very substantial one up until last week, all the way to 1,000 feet in elevation. And so Tulare unfortunately got hit with all that low-level snowpack melt in addition to a massive slamming of atmospheric river. So moving forward, you're going to see pockets of flooding throughout California. Like you indicated, we are now under a flood watch in San Joaquin and Stanislaus counties. I think they're actually extending that up into Yuba, Sutter, and Sacramento today because their low-level snow has yet to all come down. So we're going to have the river at flood stage probably through June at this point because of that high level snowpack that has to melt. But I think that we're hopeful that the crisis that sent water over the spillway and Lake Success will not happen again this year.